Busey Wealth Management, we're proud to partner with individuals, families, and foundations, ensuring possibilities become achievements. From preserving and enhancing your assets to securing your legacy for future generations, we're focused on your success. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth, since 1868, member FDIC.
Economic blockades in Indianapolis. Wow, somebody really wants to engage in some violence. I have no idea what this group is. I am not even interested in giving them any kind of voice. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Great to be with you. They said they were going to engage in economic blockade. People are going to block the streets. Stop people from reaching businesses. It is my hope that law enforcement and elected officials and others, including the citizenry, are aware of this and act accordingly. But people who block traffic and people who stop businesses from opening are not only engaged in violence, but we understand that this is a suppression of the First Amendment. Your business is the way you talk. It's about your expression, and these people think they can keep you from it because they have some desire to protect terrorists. Weird folk. Weird folk. You don't let weird folk rule the day. They have to deal with the consequences of their actions, and any city that allows this to happen, as if somehow they're engaging in speech as opposed to the suppression thereof, well, that's a city that isn't serious. So we'll find out whether Indianapolis is or is not. The Pacers get the sixth seed. They beat the Atlanta Hawks. They are going to the playoffs. I'm assuming you can get your tickets by looking up the Pacers or going up Gamebridge or whatever the case may be. I have not gotten to a game this year. There was an opportunity. I just have not gotten to a game this year. I have no idea if I'll get to a game in the playoffs. Lord knows what those tickets are going to cost. I don't know, maybe first round will be affordable. I just don't know if people think this is a team that's built to go deep. I think they got to be happy that they're in. You know, they didn't have to fight for that final spot. They're definitively in. See where it takes them. Certainly hope for the best, at least for the city. And there was a fire on the west side. This was, if you saw this, was this yesterday, you know, Saturday this was. If you saw this, that's what you saw. Wayne Township saying that a series of fire departments responded to a scrapyard where the fire took place. The smoke could be seen from Johnson County. There was a whole traffic issue. That's what you saw. All I know is yesterday here in Carmel, there were a series of sirens that were going off. And I said, excuse me, it's Sunday in Carmel. We don't allow those things. There are rules here. And those rules are very, very clear. No loud noises on Sundays. Unless you're one of these people mowing their lawn at 7:30 a.m., in which case, somehow, that's totally fine. Glad I got that off my chest. Glad to have that one out of the way. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Are you a as we sit here right now, aware of any threats to U.S. troops in the region?
We are staying vigilant to exactly that potential threat, but we have not seen any attacks on U.S. troops or personnel in the region or our facilities, nothing to report to this morning, but we're going to obviously watch that very, very closely.
Just to get a sense of how this came together, did the United States have any back-channel communications with Iran, if only to deconflict the airspace over Syria?
I would just, and not in terms of the operations, but I mean, obviously in the lead up to what happened yesterday, we made it very clear to all parties, including Iran, what we would do and how we would continue to defend Israel, and also how seriously we would take any potential threat to our personnel and our facilities in the region.
Thank goodness John Kirby made it very clear. Actually went on national television after Iran sends 350 drones and ballistic missiles, 350 in total, into Israel, and says, we made it very clear. You made nothing clear. The foreign policy of the Biden administration is, and I'm quoting here, don't. That's the entirety of the foreign policy. And so far, Ukraine did, and so far, Iran did. Wait until China takes Taiwan. Don't! Okay. Sure, Joe. Go have some ice cream. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Yes, without question, American weakness is the issue. I should state Biden weakness is the issue. The Kirby, that John Kirby, the spokesman there, the Biden administration, wanted to say, well, this is because Trump really didn't play hardball with the Iranians. And when he got us out of the Iran nuclear deal, it really helped them get a weapon. None of that is real. They say it, but none of it is real. What is real is that don't is not a policy. Iran was responding to a bombing from Israel. This much is true. This bombing was not on an embassy. It doesn't matter how many times they say it. It was not on an embassy. It was a targeted attack against generals in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps who were engaged in activities to attack Israel. Just like Iran supports Hezbollah, a terrorist organization in Lebanon that constantly attacks Israel. As a matter of fact, after the Second Lebanon War, there was supposed to be what I would call a DMZ, a whole area where none of these groups were allowed to be in. And of course, they're in there and nobody does anything. Israel absolutely went after those who were trying to kill them, killed two in a targeted strike. Iran responded by sending 350 drones and ballistic missiles at any target in Israel they could find. That is not tit for tat. That is not, well, Israel did this and then Iran did this. Okay, it's over now. This is Joe Biden's argument. Biden, speaking to President Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, said, you got rid of, you knocked most of the missiles down. Call it a win, call it a night. And I have heard people discussing the fact that this is a win, even on the pro-Israel side. This is a terrible mistake. 350 ballistic missiles and drones. You knock down 99% of them, which means some did get into the country. You did have a girl that was injured. It was a serious head injury. I don't know where we are right now with her condition. Out of 350 missiles and drones, 346 and a half, let's call it 346 missiles and drones were shot down. Four got through. That's the 99% right there. That's the number that everybody's using. That's incredible and proves that Iron Dome works. If you'll remember, Iron Dome is the missile defense system that Israel uses to shoot down rockets from Gaza, which is to say Hamas, which is supported by Iran. So this isn't Iran's first attack, although in 40 years since the Ayatollah, it is the first direct attack. Missiles come in from Hezbollah. Hezbollah supported by Iran, so not Iran's first attack. Missiles coming in from the Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Houthi rebels supported by Iran, not Iran's first attack. But so we understand, when they said they were going to counter, it seems that everybody knew it. Iran actually had game plans, or shared their plans, I should say, not game plan, that would be incorrect, shared their plans with Turkey and others. Those plans then got shared with Israel and the United States, and this is how Israel was able to respond, to react, to be able to take down these drones, etc. Drones were taken down by Israel, by the U.S., and by Jordan. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you how great the Jordanians are, because it was Jordan that's been allowing Iran to smuggle weapons into the West Bank. I mean, how else do they get there? So maybe Jordan doesn't get to make a claim of, look what we did, aren't we great? Jordan did what they should have done in their best interest, because there's no saying that these drones wouldn't have landed somewhere in Jordan and hurt their own people. Their job was to take them down. But Iran's attack was so indiscriminate that if it wasn't for Israel and the Iron Dome, if it wasn't for this Iron Dome project, that when it got voted on in the U.S. House of Representatives to send aid in terms of more missiles for Iron Dome, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez cried on the floor of the House, first of all, because she's a child, and secondly, because she is part of the Jew-hating squad. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Jamal Bowman, and of course their supporters like Congressman Andre Carson in the 7th, right here in Indianapolis. She cried. That's where the progressive left is. No U.S. aircraft carrier engaged Iran's incoming missiles. The USS Kearney, which is a destroyer in the eastern Mediterranean, shot down one ballistic missile, and it was the USS Arleigh Burke that shot down three ballistic missiles before they could threaten Israel. This, according to the reporting from Jennifer Griffin over at Fox News Channel. If it was not for Iron Dome, drones and missiles could have hit the Dome of the Rock, one of the holiest sites for Muslims, which sits atop the original temple of the Jews. Oh, don't. I can get angry quickly on that subject right there. If it wasn't for Israel, the Dome of the Rock could have been destroyed. That's what Iran did. This indiscriminate, large-scale bombing raid. Don't tell me it's a win for Israel. It is not. And don't tell me that Joe Biden has handled this well. The spin coming out of the White House, the spin coming out of the left on the Sunday shows was stunning. But we need to go back to this idea of don't. The minute you say don't, you are making a statement. Just like if you're speaking to your child. Don't. What happens when they do? Well, every parent and every rational person knows that means a consequence, which means that the policy of don't is now a policy that means a response if someone does. Well, Iran did. What's the response? Where's the bombing raid on Tehran? Where is the destruction of every one of their nuclear reactors? Iran supports Hamas, and Hamas took Americans hostages. So Iran took Americans hostages. And after this bombing raid, after you said don't, there's still no response? Oh, okay. That's the quick summation. I've got more on this subject. We'll get to it right.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Right now. Be sure to pay today, won't you? The government gets a little bit ornery, Randy, when you don't pay your taxes. And then they get a little bit of Randy. And then if you don't pay, they try and screw you. It's that kind of morning, folks. What was your plan? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Send your emails to Casey at WIBC.com, and I will get right to them. It is tax day. It is April 15th. Make sure you pay. Mine are done. Thank you, everybody. No, you're welcome for all I give. It's radio. It's not that much. The WNBA draft this evening. And you say to me, we're paying attention to the WNBA draft. We are when it's Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever have the first pick. Yeah, that is true. Because there's no possible way that the Fever don't take Caitlin Clark, is there? There's just no possible way that happens. This isn't. Is there any map that's been done that has some other pick being valuable to the Fever? There's no way. There is no way. This isn't the Colts taking Trev Alberts instead of Trent Dilfer. Like, they're good. Okay. I've been trying to figure it out and didn't think it was possible either. 36 televised games for the Indiana Fever. For the record, I believe they play 40 in a season. So, you know. But as we were discussing last week, I think the story here is not they're going to take Caitlin Clark and not that it's going to be madness. The field house is going to be full for women's games for the first couple weeks. No doubt. How do you manage expectations? I mean, it's still a team. I mean, if I was speaking to Caitlin Clark, which I would, you know, it's still a team. You have all this skill. You bring all these fans. Iowa still lost to South Carolina. So how do you manage the team? How does the team gel? How do they deal with a superstar? By the way, last year, the Fever took Aaliyah Boston. She was a superstar for women's basketball, just not to the level of Caitlin Clark. Now, if Caitlin Clark comes to the Fever and then the Fever then wins a title, well, this town's going to go nuts. And at least the town's going to make money because, yeah, it's basketball. We don't even care. We'll just sell it out. Does all of women's basketball now grow exponentially? No idea. One superstar does not necessarily make things happen, but you can't make things happen without a superstar. There's the other side of that. So you got to assume the Fever are taking Caitlin Clark tonight. And then at least for a couple of home games, at least 2 weeks of home games, downtown bars and restaurants are going to do okay. I'm happy for them. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. For the record, I'm not a fan of Kyle Rittenhouse. And I think that freaks some people out. Do I think that Kyle Rittenhouse was attacked there in the streets of Wisconsin? Do I think he had the right to protect and defend himself? Yes, I do. I think it's very okay for people to ask questions about his involvement, where he drove to. What I think that's all totally fine. I think it's impossibly odd for people to say that he should be attacked and just take it. Because what they're saying is you're not allowed to drive anywhere with a firearm. You're not allowed to travel with a firearm. As a matter of fact, traveling with a firearm is you know, the proof of your violence. That's not the case at all. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. I'm not a fan of Kyle Rittenhouse because I think he comes across like a putz. I've always felt that way. He might be the nicest guy in the world. I could be completely wrong. Hearing him speak, putz. That's my take. I'm glad he didn't go to jail for anything that happened there in Wisconsin in these shootings that took place, in the rioting that was taking place. He is speaking at Kent State University. And of course, the Kent State woke folk have lost their mind because they don't think that a putz should be allowed to speak. I think that, of course, they should be allowed to speak. If a putz could not speak at an event or speak publicly, how would the Indianapolis City County Council tell us anything? See what I did there? You see how that's comedy gold, people. So there's a petition to try and get the Rittenhouse event canceled, and 5,000 people have signed the petition. The petition accusing Rittenhouse of, quote, involvement in politically motivated acts of gun violence. Gun violence. Wasn't it a mall in Australia and 5 people were stabbed to death and no one's talking about knife violence at all? That just happened over the weekend. I think it was Friday. No one talking about it at all. No one saying we have to do something about knife violence. He was invited to speak at Kent State University by Turning Point USA. 5,000 people signing this petition. The university is saying, no, the event's going to go on. The event is going to happen. Good on Kent State. Good on them. Just because a petition is signed doesn't mean the event doesn't go on. Free speech is not for the speech or the people that you like. It is for the speech and people that you hate. This is a recording, but how important it is. I wouldn't spend my money to go see Rittenhouse on any day. Not a chance. I'm just not interested. But the idea that somebody doesn't like him, so they think they can cancel it? Lord only knows what they're going to do when he shows up. Universities must turn to the student body and say, you are wrong. That's why you're students. You have a lot to learn. What, of course, has happened, and you've seen it, is that the student comes to campus and somehow the student knows everything. And it's the teachers and the administrators that have to learn. This is a backwards student, a backwards situation. It certainly is backwards if a student thinks that they know more than the professors and more than the administrators. No, you don't. You're dopes. And you go to college to be less dopey, and then life takes care of the rest. You should be thankful you have a college to go to. Otherwise, you'd have to go right to life. And all that's going to smack you around like it's its job. Because very often, that's life's job. Good on Kent State. I only hope they stay strong. Because even a guy I think is a total tool should be allowed to speak. That's how the system works. It's a good system.